This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney's concerned about what President Trump may have said about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son to the President of Ukraine in a phone call. In a weekend tweet, the Utah Republican said it's critical for the facts to come out about any conversation Trump or his lawyer may have had with the Ukrainian president. Meanwhile, that lawyer to Trump, Rudy Giuliani, says this is all much ado about nothing, saying of the phone call,
"There's no quid pro quo, no money, a proper action by a president, they might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment."
The 74th United Nations General Assembly getting underway in New York today. The president will be addressing the assembly later this week. Today, he's skipping a climate action summit to attend one focusing on religious persecution. And this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City's begun weeks of gridlock with the United Nations General Assembly starting today, but in Washington, D.C., there is gridlock as well because of climate protesters who are trying to snarl traffic citywide. Organizers say their goal is to bring awareness to the climate crisis.
We want a declaration of climate emergency. We want to honor the treaties of indigenous peoples. We want a green. We want the decade of a Green New Deal.
They're calling it Shut Down D.C., and they're urging the protesters to bring the city to a standstill. The 71st Annual Primetime Emmy Awards making history this year. Billy Porter became the first openly gay black man to win an Emmy in a lead actor category for the show Pose on FX. It was also the first time the award show had no host. Instead, Thomas Lennon provided what was supposed to be comedic commentary. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's largest retailer has agreed to stop selling vaping products. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has been on Capitol Hill recently to meet with lawmakers about new gun control measures. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that there could be progress on the issue if President Trump would challenge the gun lobby.
The Attorney General brought up to Congress last week a fairly reasonable proposal that would expand background checks to commercial sales. There's some things I don't like about it, but it's absolutely a platform for negotiation. The NRA opposes it. And so the critical question now is sitting on the president's desk. Is he willing to take on the NRA?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, very quickly, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our next guest, Dr. Todd Townsend, is joining us, senior pastor of the Resurrection Center in Wilmington, Delaware, along with his wife and co-pastor, Dr. Cleo, a preacher, teacher, lecturer, conference speaker, as well as a cross-cultural and cross-denominational ministry consultant. He also is a rap artist and songwriter. We're not messing around here, but let me tell you, if you think you've had it tough and you are, you know, maybe on the lower side of the mountain, not at the peak of the mountain, you want to listen up. And even if you're at the peak of the mountain, because guess what? Welcome to gravity and welcome to life's ups and downs. And in some cases, it seems like the downs may be harder for you than easier. And Dr. Townsend's new book, Getting Up From Being Down, Stand Up, Reach High, and Finish Strong. That's great encouragement, Pastor. Appreciate you coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. It's great to be here. Looking forward to our conversation.
Well, you've got a great story to tell. Raised in inner city Philadelphia in a home with a loving mother, an abusive stepfather. I mean, this sounds like the story of so many kids, even today in 21st century America.
Yeah, it's far too common. And from a personal perspective, it's quite devastating.
Yes.
The abuse was regular. The terror, the stress, the fears, the isolation, and the sense of hopelessness was really overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
So getting up from being down is actually my story.
Yeah. Well, it is an incredible story, because when you talk about being down and for what you were subjected to, like you said, the abuse was constant. It was a hard life. You gravitate to the street and street justice, and you start becoming an artiste of thievery.
Yeah.
And all the street dictum, right?
Yeah, you become drawn because of the need for family or some sort of a positive reaffirmation. But then in the streets, the street life and the nightlife and the criminal activity, they become your solace.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is it's just another level of danger and distress.
Yeah.
And so that became my norm and kind of cultivated a lifestyle and a mentality, which is also common today. We live in a day of rage and anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, Christ interrupted me without my permission.
Right. Imagine that, huh?
And redirected my life. And yeah. So we have not turned back since. And there's a story of transition, getting mm-hmm. up from a hopelessness. Matter of fact, I didn't even expect to live past my mid-20s just because of the regular occurrences of violence and risk.
Mm-hmm. And this was the self-talk you live with, right?
Yes. That's the self-talk you live with, right?
Yeah.
You create an alternate conversation inside. As a matter of fact, one of the phrases I use in the book is a roach box mentality.
Mm.
You begin to believe that all of the earth and its philosophy and practice is a consistent pattern of your 10-block radius or your reality. So that becomes a hopeless cage until you're broken out of it and see that life has larger possibilities.
Well, and that's what Jesus is about. It's about liberty. And if when you really come into coincidence and understanding of what freedom represents, yeah, you're limited to that that roach box paradigm as you talk about. I want to get a little bit more so people can really grasp, where you were at in terms of being the local neighborhood, streethood. I mean, that was your worldview. That was the way you operated. Because what I hear from some kids that are there, there's a driving force for all of us to be good at something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of these kids, I wasn't good at anything. They didn't like me at school. I didn't have any friends. But somehow I go in the gang, and I could be really good at raising havoc and, robbing people and doing that. So now I have this identification and sense of competence that I'm good, even though when it's something bad, but I'm still good at it. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense, and it's true. It's much like credit cards. You know, you're promised an immediate product, but the interest rate is extremely high, and time proves that this is a bad decision. But very often people are trapped in it because they get affirmation from a sense of belonging, a behavior pattern that's affirmed even though it's negative. Proverbs chapter 10 was my wake-up call, where the proverb writer said, do not run with those who are quick to shed blood and attack or abuse innocent people, and let us steal money and we'll have our purse together. And I read that and I was like, wow, that's a commentary on my whole philosophy.
Yeah.
And who knew that God was even thinking about me?
Even before you were born. Amazing. So when you hit bottom, as you say, before you went into that transformation, tell us where you were at.
Well, in Philly, actually I had a 9-to-5 job. I was still involved with some seedy criminal activity, selling drugs and money, and the night became a norm, even though I had a 9-to-5. Had all the things you're supposed to have as a single man, a few girlfriends, and, a basic income.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew something was missing. Here I was heading into my early 20s, and something was missing drastically. It was no longer attractive, the drinking, the getting high, the party life. Mm-hmm. It just didn't scratch the itch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a family member to seek some advice, and I got direction to a particular church. And that Sunday morning, I went to that church, and the pastor was a former street thug who had been redeemed. So his language appealed to me, his familiarity with my story. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking, wow, who told him I was coming?
That's right.
And, I got a little irritated at that because I'm like, oh, somebody let my secret out.
Yeah, somebody set you up. Huh?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that was the day I gave my life to Christ.
And that day?
That day.
Wow.
That day.
That doesn't always happen quite that fast, ladies and gentlemen. Usually it takes a little bit of processing, but you must have really been at the end of yourself if it was that quick.
I think it's the parallel is where Jesus says, to him that is forgiven much.
Mm, yes.
And I think my pain and my sin and the dark history is so deep that when I was exposed to an authentic ray of light, and I think a divine appointment, that's where I was supposed to get saved, and that's where my life was supposed to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't turned back since. But that was the moment. That was the crucible.
Did you have a lot of 3 o'clock in the morning wake up staring at the ceiling tile, go, what am I doing? Not before, I'm talking about before Christ, where you were struggling with all this, right?
Yeah, after a while, when you get tired, because, you know, the exertion of energy to continue doing evil things or dark things is weary.
Yeah.
And after a while, it doesn't make sense anymore because, you know, sin is irrational. Although it promises you things it can't deliver, the irrationality becomes weighty.
Isn't that true? I mean, that is so true, exactly, is that sin is so enticing, but it just does not deliver on its supposed promise. We've got more from Todd Townsend right here on about his new book. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been chilling, hey, I've been chilling, hey, brand new day, hey, I've been chasing, I've been.
say, once you've been changed, there is no turning back. And you know what I'm talking about if you've experienced it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, and Dr. Todd Townsend continues with us. If you've ever been down in life, I mean really down, well, Dr. Townsend knows down. Raised in inner city Philadelphia in a home with a loving mother and an abusive stepfather, he experienced the hard life, the cons, and the law of the streets as a law-breaking rabble-rouser, a car thief, a home robber, nothing more than a common thug. But when he heard of the gospel and heard that Christ's death and resurrection was for him, he surrendered control of his life to God almost immediately. I guess immediately, we could say, like in the book of Mark. Constantly, that's one word you hear repeatedly in the book of Mark. Immediately. And so, in that spirit, immediately he turned from being a street thug to being a follower of Jesus Christ and a warrior for the King of Kings. He's a pastor and educator as well as a rap and hip-hop musician. A rap and hip-hop musician. Now, how did this happen? Was this something you did all along, or just all of a sudden one night, in the middle of the night, you wake up and you start rapping?
Not quite. Actually, I've always appreciated music, all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop was one of those genres. And then my music minister asked me to sing a song, which I did. I don't sing. I'm not in the choir. I never have.
Right.
And for some reason, I said, okay, and started prepping, and then I said, what did I do? My wife and I went on a cruise and took a beat and wrote a rhyme. And when I brought it back, they were like, hey, this is really good, Pastor. I said, stop playing with me. And they said, no, let's go in the studio. 7 months later, I had my first album. And so, for instance, I grew up kind of chilly in a city called Philly. Yeah. Pain-filled, bad start, angry head, cold heart. Trained up under a broke umbrella. Step Pops was a raging bull. That kind of fella, I'm sad to say. Here my mom, and he broke my spirit. Over time, before I knew it, I was into crime. But I can't blame him. Sin was mine. Wisdom spoken, I wouldn't hear it. Consequences, I didn't fear it. Credit bad, and I couldn't clear it. Crash course dummy in the driver's seat. That was me. Mm-hmm. Running streets, it was dirty deep. Like Judas living for a 30 piece. Was about to die, but I couldn't see. Now I'm thanking God for that APB. He broke me down with a water hose. That holy water broke through my clothes. Fire, hydrant, push it through. Living waters, make it new. Blood, red water, washed away every stain. Blood, red water, washed away every flaw. Mercy hopped all over me like kangaroo paws. I'm changed. I'm clean. Water. So, you know.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. I love it. That's great. So here's your worship leader thinking he's got some idea, and then you come back and you like blow him right out of the water.
Yeah, I'm like, let's try this, because I'm really nervous about the singing, and I'd prefer to try this.
Yeah, because the deal was they couldn't move the shower stall in front of the pulpit there for you, right? Because we all sing good in the shower.
Yeah, I'm like Pavarotti in the shower.
Oh yeah, I mean
that's like me
in one of those, you know, those disco balls, you know. You kind of like do the Billy Crystal white man overbite, and you got that that mirrored ball that's floating around, stuff like everybody dances cool under that, right?
Yeah, but so yeah, so the Lord bless, and this was an unexpected joy, because now I write, and our young people are drawn to it, and I can train them in the business of music as well as the art of it. So it's a great tool.
You've got to be blown away, the ride that God has taken you on, you know, to pastor the church, to speak into the lives of the young people, and, you know, having everything that happened to you that, you know, like the Bible says, was meant for bad, God turns it around and redeems that. And you can speak with such authority. And when somebody tries to come in and, you know, put you in the dark and treat you like a mushroom, you can say, no, I know the drill.
Exactly.
More than you know, right? Yeah.
And you're right, I am blown away. To this day, my wife and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary today.
Wow. Today? Mm-hmm. And you're talking to me on the radio right now today? You better give her a shout out. Say, happy anniversary, honey. I love you more than anything. Next to God.
Happy anniversary, babe. When you hear this, you remember that I love you. I wrote her a song.
Oh,
we wrote it's a music video. It's out on YouTube. It's called Take Your Wife on a Date. It's awesome.
what an awesome concept. I'll take your wife on a date. You knuckleheads, figure it out.
How about that? After 30 years, and you're right, I'm absolutely blown away. I try to reduce it to a simple variable, and that is I want to be faithful until I die because I'm so grateful because of God's intervention into my life. He didn't just save me and sit me in a pew. He gave me the opportunity to be on the front line, to change me to the core. And that's what the book comes from, the idea that everyone can get back up. Everyone has to get back up. It's mandatory. I call it journey mandatory. It's a formula built into life. So, and Christ is obviously a profound example of getting up from the worst of circumstances.
Right. And Dr. Todd, it's really hard for people to understand because we try to look at God with human understanding. Human understanding says, look, if you upset me and you've offended me, the deal's over. I'm done. I turn my back on you. I walk away. God says it doesn't matter. I'm still pursuing you. I like what Jonathan Cahn told me one time when we were talking about God's peace. He said in the Jewish culture, when you say shalom, it means that it is God's blessing and pursuit of peace on you. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, it's God's pursuit to have you be peaceful, to live peaceable.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, leave it to God. I don't have to do anything. It's not about what I've done or failed to do, any sin of commission or omission. It's God's character that says, no, hey, Todd, you and me, the deal we made before you were born, that deal is still on. I promised you then, and I'm going to fulfill it. Everything, the creator of the universe, the one who created the heavens, everything that we look at and see and able to observe, that's of his creation. That same power and commitment is toward you to the fulfillment of your destiny and purpose, right?
Yeah. You know, in July, I went with World Vision, and we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, did you really?
And
did you think could do it?
I was invited. I was intrigued. I tried to talk myself out of it. And
what am I doing?
But I wound up meeting 43 new family members for life. We climbed the mountain together, and then we went to Rwanda. So I tell people now there's a mountain separating my yesterday and my tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we were above the clouds on day three. And it was just a reminder that life is so much larger. As you're speaking, the grace of God, the fulfillment of God, the provision of God, and his commitment, his covenant, that's our security, not my circumstance, because circumstances change like the scenery on the road changes.
Right, right.
Our security is in him, his promise, his consistency. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the body is somebody. He's the creator of all people, and all people are made in his image, and he's committed to our eternal well-being. And that changes my premise of operation.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know he's your number one fan, right?
Exactly. And
isn't that cool?
What I did, today and tomorrow are clear canvas, and I can paint in the will of God whatever tomorrow holds versus being trapped by yesterday.
Exactly. No, that's a good point. One of my favorite sayings came out of this year. There was I had to write this down because I said this is really powerful. Andrew DeShields, who was a Tony Award winner this year, and from Hadestown. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but he gave three rules of longevity. But number three is appropriate to what you were talking about, speaking of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
I love it.
I love it. No. I mean, and that's where we are with God, right?
Yeah. Let me add to that. You don't have two mountains without a valley.
Yes.
So that peak that you're on currently, in order to get to the next peak, you've got to go through the valley. And it's in the valley where God shapes your character.
Amen.
And the next mountain, I love that,
is
higher. And we keep climbing. We don't stop, you know. And that's the getting up from being down. Even after you succeed, you've got to get up from being down. I start the book with an illustration. When a baby takes their first few steps, everybody's excited. They text. Yeah. They send pictures.
We're going to be out of time here. I got to have you back. We're going to continue this conversation. Dr. Todd Townsend on Bill Martinez Live.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney's concerned about what President Trump may have said about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son to the President of Ukraine in a phone call. In a weekend tweet, the Utah Republican said it's critical for the facts to come out about any conversation Trump or his lawyer may have had with the Ukrainian president. Meanwhile, that lawyer to Trump, Rudy Giuliani, says this is all much ado about nothing, saying of the phone call,
"There's no quid pro quo, no money, a proper action by a president. They might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment."
The 74th United Nations General Assembly getting underway in New York today. The president will be addressing the assembly later this week. Today, he's skipping a climate action summit to attend one focusing on religious persecution. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I apologize for running out of time, but that's what happens sometimes when we're talking with these guests. And Dr. Townsend reminded me that in his book, when you read the first chapter, you'll understand what he's talking about when he mentioned about a baby falling in the process of life and how that is encompassed. So Getting Up From Being Down, that's the title of his new book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you know, disasters like Hurricane Dorian remind us why we recognize each September as National Preparedness Month. And, of course, reliable communications is one of the most important parts of being prepared, right? Well, joining us today is Andrea Caldini, a communication expert and the Vice President of Network Engineering for Verizon Wireless. Andrea has some important information about improving disaster communications just in time because we still, last time I checked, we're still in hurricane season, all right? Andrea, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, appreciate it. With the information that you have to share with us, especially when it comes to communications, why is it that communication is so important during a disaster?
Well, if you think about communications and you think about our mobile devices, they're really our lifeline today. If we look at how people use their devices, they're more likely to leave home without their wallet than they are without their mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And they connect us not only to our loved ones, but also to our first responders and to emergency resources that we may need in a disaster.
Isn't that true? I mean, if you leave home without your cell phone, it's like, you know, but you can forget your wallet and you figure, okay, there's some sort of way or whatever I can manage without it. But a cell phone, oh Lord, that is something altogether different, just like you pointed out.
Yeah, it's true. And we think, you know, when you look in these situations where there is a natural disaster, it's really important for the first responders to have a network that's reliable that they can count on. And that's really in the DNA of Verizon and how we build our network. Mm-hmm.
And communications goes both ways, right? So not only do you have a connection with first responders, but also you have a connection with people who are in the thick of something to give you an update as to what's happening, right?
It's true. I mean, we think about, you know, the communication we have, the partnership we have with those folks out in the community, as well as our customers. If they're in a situation where there's an evacuation, you know, they need to have a communication plan so that they're prepared, they have their devices prepared, they have things charged, they have their lists of contacts, so that when they have to leave their home, they bring that with them, mm-hmm. and they're prepared for wherever they go.
Andrea, you bring up a good point here. I'm just thinking about as we're talking, how much better it has been with technology. The fact that you have this kind of communication almost instantaneous anymore, I mean, how many lives do you think we've saved as a result of it?
Well, you know, it's hard to put.
I know it's hard to estimate, and maybe that's an unfair question, but it may be more rhetorical. You know, you think about, because of communication, how many lives have been able to save. I know probably there isn't somebody counting those numbers, even thinking in those terms, but that's what comes to mind. I'm thinking, my goodness, because of the technology we have today, by giving people a heads up, I'm sure lives have been saved as a result of it.
Yeah, and as we think about how we design and prepare for these disasters, it's really at the heart of thinking of safety of our community. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that the network, when we have these issues, that the network stays up and that those people that are out there responding to emergencies, they have communication and they have what they need to get their job done, not only to help people, but also to be safe for themselves.
Exactly. That's the focal point, is safety for everybody. If we understand that, then we do what we can to flow to that specific target and that specific goal. So what can we do if weather disaster is imminent? What do you recommend?
Well, first, I recommend listening to the broadcasters. If they tell you to evacuate, leave. You don't want to be part of the story. It's also important that you have, you know, a communication plan, that you have all of your devices. And then if you have to evacuate, you have the availability to contact your loved ones, as well as your employer or employees. You want to make sure that they're all safe as well. And then for the first responders, you know, we really want to support them and support their needs. We might have an area where we have a number of people that are coming to as a shelter. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that shelter has enough capacity to support those people that might be there.
Andrea, we just referenced tech innovations and, you know, how far we've come with all these new innovations and updates to make sure people are connected when it matters most. Tell us more. Give us an update on where we are today with this.
Well, it's an incredibly exciting time to be in the industry. I mean, we're doing things like using drones, put a cell site on a drone so that we can provide capacity to an area that maybe we can't reach. Mm-hmm. We're using cells to look at our towers so that we can see what we need to fix up on the tower. We have manned aircraft that are flying over, again, these areas to provide cellular connectivity. We're using satellite services for connectivity back. And then we have the whole move to 5G, which is mm-hmm. an incredibly exciting time to be in this industry, where that will transform the way we work, the way we play, and the way we connect with amongst ourselves.
We've been told 5G is coming, and coming and coming, and I'm eager to get my hands
here.
To what degree and to how much penetration right now? I know it's unfolding in some markets, but not all the way across the board, right?
Yeah, so we're in the deployment. We had our first launches last year with our 5G home, and then we're deploying 5G mobility across the U.S. This year. And it, you know, it'll be a process as we move into 2020 into 2021. The capacity and the amount of data that we can pass through with 5G is a step function different than where we are today at 4G. And it's just so exciting. I can't even imagine the amount of innovation we're going to allow to come and work on our network as we look into the future. It's definitely an exciting time.
So you've had a chance to experience the 5G process yourself?
My engineers are deploying 5G as we speak at this moment. I'm sure there's some sites coming online as we're talking. So yes, I've had the honor to be able to see the network, to work on it. It's truly amazing.
Well, everybody says it's night and day, right? Was that your experience? I mean, it's like, I mean, forget about 4G. I mean, 5G is just going to just swallow it up in 2 seconds. So when do you expect that 5G, I mean, right now, of course, covered by 4G. I mean, we're so spoiled. I tell people, I go, we live in this microwave generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. And now we're at 4G, which is phenomenal. Who would have thought we'd have been at that point? And now we're embarking on 5G, which is yet together another quantum leap into technology, and we're going, okay, get it to me now.
Yeah, well, we don't have any announcements to make today, but we...
You don't? Come on, I thought I heard you were going to make the big announcement, the big reveal here. We had Brad had a drum roll ready for you and everything, you know. So.
Well, no. Listen, I want to thank you for your time today. It has been a really nice conversation. And, you know, people can look at our website, Verizon.com, to get any information they need for emergency response and to create their communications plan.
Well, I know we have to let you go, and thank you so much for your time. Andrea Caldini, she's Vice President of Network Engineering for Verizon Wireless, the largest wireless company in the United States, of course. And, hey, we can't wait to get our hands on 5G. That's what it's all about, Andrea.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Hey, how much fun is this? I mean, here we are on the verge of 5G. I know we've been told time and again, hey, it's coming, but here it is. It's already starting to roll out, and I can't wait, you know, to see this new dimension that I'm told that is literally a night and day type of experience. Well, look at, as I mentioned, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Our authors, you know, past interviews, feel free to download. It's our gift to you because we're givers, and don't forget to support our sponsors, okay? They've been a big hand in all this, Colostrum LD. Check that out. A lot of people have been going lately to check on the banner ad. They got free samples. It's awesome. In fact, you're going to hear more about Colostrum LD in just a moment with Douglas Wyatt. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes. So stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Fresh and independent, we come to you in over 300 markets across this country, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Douglas Wyatt is back with us as we continue our conversation. Douglas is the research director for Vibrant Life Initiative, a nonprofit dedicated to educating the public about how to take control of your own health. It's about you being sovereign, you being responsible and relying on yourself. He is the modern father of the rediscovery of bovine colostrum, has led the research and development of colostrum for the human consumption for more than 25 years. Douglas, great to have you back. We look forward to our continuing conversation as you've been able to give us more insight about gut health.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure being back with you. And when we were closing up our last segment, we were talking about the fact that colostrum is immune and growth factors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of hundred of these in colostrum. But what we really want to get down to, and I'm going to talk a little bit about inflammation today, because inflammation, i.e. pain, is rampant and is an associated symptom of every form of chronic disease. About 2 years ago, Time magazine had a front cover. Inflammatory response is responsible for all forms of chronic disease. I think they go hand in hand. Whether the chronic disease causes the inflammatory response or the inflammation is causing the chronic disease, probably right on both counts.
Okay.
So what are we talking job running. He's taking control. We want to reduce inflammation. A lot of people out there today are going out and using street drugs, pain medications, using them. According to the CDC, over 50% of our public every day is taking some form of pain medication. They're self-medicating. They're self-medicating with alcohol. They're self-medicating with opioids. We have 65, 70,000 overdose deaths last year. People trying to self-medicate, rid themselves of inflammation. The better way to do this is number one, let's stop eating the foods that are causing the damage to our gut, because gut damage is the direct cause of inflammation. So when we heal the gut and stop the transfer of toxins across the holes in our gut, our body's immune response comes back into balance and stops producing inflammatory responses to try and trap and isolate these nasty pathogens that are kind of crossing over because of the holes in our gut. So that's step one. Step one, don't eat foods that have glyphosate sprayed on them if you can avoid it. It's absolutely impossible to do it, but organic foods are the best, number one. Number two, don't eat animal products that are farm-raised that have been raised with antibiotics. Stop that. Look at the labels. Check it out. No antibiotics in your food supply. And number three, quit self-medicating. And you can move yourself off of that pain cycle with bovine colostrum. The colostrum heals the gut, brings in and nurtures and makes the biome in the gut perfect, brings it back into balance, homeostasis, stops the crossover of toxins into the bloodstream, stops the immune responses that are inadequate, that are producing the responses to foods crossing over. In other words, what I'm saying is taking bovine colostrum, you can get rid of your food allergies.
Wow.
You can get rid of most of the airborne allergies, too, because these are improper immune response, over immune responses. Colostrum in healing the gut, and then its anti-inflammatory properties throughout the body has an opportunity to bring balance back into our life. And this is where we're talking about disease prevention. This is the most important step that we can take as individuals, is pay attention to this. Now, we could do this by having raw fresh milk in our diet every day. That's wonderful if you can find a way to do that. It's practically impossible to do that anymore. I'm going to give you a story. When my grandparents were growing up, nobody in the United States or any place that I knew of or any place anybody else knew of was allergic to milk.
Right.
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody was allergic to peanuts when I was growing up either. Nobody. And so it's absolutely amazing that the headlines today are talking about the explosion in allergies. And here's another little side benefit with colostrum. Colostrum's immune factors have been proven to help prevent infection of all kinds. And so its capability to help us, like in your story, Bill, you were telling me the other day that you haven't had a cold or a flu since you started taking the colostrum.
Exactly, which before I was having it with regularity, Douglas.
And so, yeah, colostrum has a lot of benefits, obviously helping us eliminate or help greatly reduce the incidence of infection is one of them. But a lot of people don't understand that two-thirds of our immune response is created in the bowel.
Wow.
This is where flu viruses go down and then attack through and enter our bloodstream through the holes in our gut and get into and start working throughout our body. Very small amounts of these get trapped in our nasal passages. This is why we sneeze and swell up and have, you know, nasal problems when we have cold or flu. But the cold or flu is affecting the whole body.
Yes, exactly.
So bovine colostrum in the form, it's important to understand also, colostrum is the molecules are delicate. They have to be processed in a way to keep them intact, and they need to have a liposomal protection. This is normally occurring on raw, fresh colostrum. But when colostrum is dried to give it a shelf life, this fractures. And there's only one colostrum out there on the marketplace that has a liposomal protection to keep it from just simply being digested and being ineffective in the body. And so if your listeners would like to find out more about colostrum LD, colostrum with liposomal delivery, they can go to two places. We have an educational source from our nonprofit organization, and that's mysovhealth.org. That's M-Y-S-O-V health.org. Or if you'd like to get a free sample of colostrum and try it for yourself and see how marvelous this really is. Mm-hmm. You can go to MySov Labs, MYSOV Labs.com. Sov stands for sovereign. Mm-hmm. That means this is why we named a company Sovereign. The company Sovereign was named because, as you discussed when you introduced us, it's our personal responsibility to be responsible for our health, not our
exactly.
doctor.
Right. Not our doctor, not our government. And Douglas, would it be okay if I refer people to our website? Because we have a link on our website as well.
I'd love you to do that, Bill, and I'm glad you put that up, and thank you for reminding me about it.
Yeah, BillMartinezLive.com. Just hit the banner ad right there. It'll take you right to the website and help you become more educated, understand what's going on. Let's talk about the universe. We got a couple minutes left here, Douglas. If I understand correctly, what, roughly 80% of America is walking around with a problem in their gut?
I would say at least 80%, and I think that that's probably conservative, because if you go and have a blood test done for food allergies, we found that everybody has food allergies. Everybody. Now, the doctors normally say, well, don't eat the foods you're allergic to. Well, all that does is help reduce some symptoms associated with it. It won't heal the gut.
Right.
So only the colostrum can do that. The colostrum's growth factors are necessary to stimulate the repair of the gut wall. Now, the gut wall is only one cell wide. In other words, the difference between outside and inside of our bodies is one cell. So it's pretty easy to damage it. And we mentioned earlier what those damages are. But the primary cause also of damage that we didn't mention is infection at the bowel. And the infection is caused because predominantly we're taking antibiotics or glyphosate that are destroying the good bacteria so that the bad bacteria, or pathogens is the word the doctors use, ends up infecting our gut wall and eating holes in it. So the immune factors stop that. Destroy the bad stuff, give room for good stuff. So if we take a probiotic, it has a place to be, and it can help us get our biome back. And biome is a fancy word for all the microbes that live inside of us.
Exactly.
And that are very beneficial for us if we have a preponderance of the good ones. And so in order to do that, we've got to bring the immune factors of colostrum into play to get rid of the bad ones, increasing the growth and the vitality of the beneficial bacteria. And then the colostrum's growth factors maintain our gut wall integrity so that we're not having toxins cross the bowel wall and disrupt our immune system and create that inflammation that we talked about.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this could be the answer for you, and highly recommend, and we're so grateful for Douglas Wyatt to come on the show and break this down for us. I mean, you know, walking around with allergies and, you know, to be dealing with all this inflammation, when there is an answer for you, then I would definitely run, not walk, to my computer, and I would get this information by going to the website and participate in and take advantage of Douglas's offer of free samples. Douglas, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go and how they can take advantage of the free sample offer.
Free sample is mysovlabs.com. That's mysovlabs.com.
Okay. There it is. And if they want to go for more information,
then you go to mysovhelp.org.
Okay. And, of course, you can always link to their website through our website at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a banner ad right there to make it nice and easy because, look, it, you deserve to be healthy, and we want everybody to be healthy. Douglas Wyatt, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill.
Good stuff here. This is great. He's the Research Director for Vibrant Life Initiative, a nonprofit dedicated to educating the public about how to take control of your own health. Do so. Douglas Wyatt on Bill Martinez Live.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Most of you know.